Welcome. Thank you for checking out today's episode of the Auburn Daily Podcast. I want to thank you for listening or watching, whether you are on podcast platforms, where you get your podcast, or on YouTube, all the same. Thank you so much for your support. If you're new here, like the show and want to support, like, follow, hit the bell, leave reviews, all that jazz. No matter where the platform is, it is super, super helpful. We appreciate it very, very much. Well, it's Mississippi State week. This is the antithesis of the 3-2 game in 2 weeks. So there was no better person to bring into the show than the one and only person who celebrates the 3-2 game as a holiday, the backbone of Mississippi State Twitter, Mississippi State Superfan, Lounge Dog. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Memes. It's an honor to join you tonight.
Absolutely. So, Lounge, we've gone back and forth with Auburn, Mississippi State for months now this season. I think both of us had maybe a little bit of a different opinion of how the season would go for both teams, but yet here we are. So I want to ask you, let's just go ahead and start it, because I think we're both kind of in the same moment of scratching our heads, and we're also in a unique position where both of these teams have first-team head coaches facing off against each other. Auburn facing off a coach that Mississippi State fans know very well. Tell me a little bit about where you guys are at now as a program with Mississippi State versus where you thought you were at, and kind of where the gap, how do y'all think that gap formed?
Well, Memes, I said before the season, new first-year head coach, you knew there'd be a couple of bumps along the way, because that's a SEC schedule is not anything to go through, especially for first year or first time ever head coach. So we knew there'd be some bumps, some disappointments, and some underperformances early in this year from our defense that we kind of had high expectations for, to try to carry this team, because we knew the offense, like I said, that was kind of where the bumps were going to come from. So where we're at, I mean, it doesn't – I mean, we're 4-3. You were kind of hoping to be like 5-2, maybe win that South Carolina game. So you're kind of by where you're at.
Now, as far as the point in the schedule, Mississippi State lost to LSU, very similar to how Auburn did, just an absolute bloodbath. Now, the difference there is that one was actually in Starkville. Lost a fairly close game with South Carolina, 30-37, and then that was in South Carolina. I don't think anybody looks at Alabama and thinking, oh, that's a dub. So that kind of played out chalk how I thought. And then Western Michigan. So Mississippi State had been – Let's just got to call a spade here. Mississippi State, Arkansas, and Auburn are all playing to not lose the SEC. Now, it looks like Arkansas is in the worst shape of that right now. And then, obviously, Auburn has that Arkansas situation caught up. And someone had brought this up in a podcast today on Locked on Auburn, and it was a very valid point of, I think there were a lot of Arkansas people who were like, okay, we're facing off against Mississippi State. If we can just get to Mississippi State, we can, you know, we can kind of get past that, get that first SEC win, get the momentum going in the right direction. Well, it was at Arkansas too. Home game, we should, you know, lick our wounds here. Well, what ended up happening, Arkansas lost that game. And Auburn had a very, very tough stretch of games as well. Four games that been tough with A&M, Georgia, LSU, and then now a highly ranked Ole Miss. Auburn lost 4 in a row. And there was that same idea of, okay, if we can just get to Mississippi State, maybe Auburn's got a little bit better chance because the playing field starts getting a little bit more evened out. Well, you saw what happened with Arkansas. They're now 0-5 in the SEC, ranked last. And now Auburn's got to go up. I guess Arkansas's 2-6 for the season. They had to fire their offensive coordinator. Yeah, the score of that game was 7-3. All these teams have had kind of similar struggles. And the two things I want to get to you here is I want to ask two things because you mentioned it. Mississippi State has always had a pretty consistent defense. And I would, you know, say that seems to be, you know, obviously with some tough offensive opponents, but that still seems to be a common strength of the team. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. And it just stinks, because I was talking about this with somebody the other day, is they really had built this thing up, the years of the rebuild, to get full-on air raid. And it finally was starting to hit last year. And you said, oh, this is going to be it. And obviously, with the tragic passing of Mike Leach last year. What in the world is happening where it seems like they've just completely abandoned the air raid, where Will Rogers has only had one game over 250 passing yards for the entirety of the season? And he's a handful of games less than 120. And even one, what's up with that? Did he get hurt? I see he didn't even lead passing against Arkansas.
No, he got hurt against Western Michigan 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it was a bye week, and then he did not play against Arkansas. So, okay. We started the former Vandy QB, Mike Wright, against Arkansas.
Is he gonna be back against Auburn?
I do not think so. They're
crazy.
From rumors are, it could be toward the tail end of the year where you won't see Will Rogers. Like shoulder or collarbone or something up there. So
I don't think I've heard many folks talk about it. This is the first time I even realized he was injured.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm just living under a rock, but that could definitely be an interesting deal, because it looks like Wright only got 85 yards passing against Arkansas, which is maybe a contributing factor as to why they only scored 3 points.
Well, so we also only threw it 12 times.
Well, hey, Auburn's kind of on that same boat there. So welcome to throwing in the low teens per game. But let's talk about that Mississippi State defense. How is that looking, and how do you think that matchup is going to be playing into this game?
Okay.
And you can be real with me, Lounge. Don't sugarcoat anything.
I would never sugarcoat our football team, and I haven't yet this season. But I want to say, you can't convince me Zach Arnett didn't put a hand getting heavily involved with the defense going into that Arkansas game. Because before that, we made the third string quarterback for Western Michigan look like an SEC caliber quarterback with 3 touchdowns and 225 yards passing.
And that was a season, I mean, that was a massive season low for Arkansas. I mean, Arkansas had not scored, the lowest they had scored all season before that was 20 points, 22, 21, 28. And now
they scored 30, like 31 on LSU.
Yep, they did. So now, granted, LSU's defense isn't great, but it's Auburn didn't score 31 points on them. Mississippi State didn't score 31 points on them. But I think the more impressive part is how low a points, relatively speaking, Arkansas's defense put LSU to. And Arkansas's defense is not very great. So. But yeah, sorry, I jumped ahead of it there. Defense for hit my microphone. Yikes! Defense for Ole Miss, Mississippi State. Sorry to do that to you, Lounge. Forgive me.
Yeah, I'll forgive you.
Because they're sitting right now. If you look, I'm just kind of looking at different parameters here. I'm just looking at the total tackle total for the season. They're ranked number 3. And I don't look at some of the I don't have the advanced sticks pulled up. I was just kind of pulling up some shotgun takes here on the SEC's website. So that was the total tackle number, 562 tackles, not far down from Vanderbilt with the most tackles in the SEC. Mississippi State is number 7 for sacks for the year, 20. Put that in perspective, Auburn's at 15. And then interceptions, Auburn is number 1 with interceptions with 9. Mississippi State is 11th with 6. Obviously, all those are fairly relatively close. So let me see if I can find a yard. Go on the defense. I'm going to find a yards allowed stat, and I will let you get to it.
All right. But, yeah, I mean, I take that tackles stat, that tackles ranking for a grain of salt. That goes back to our offense going 3 and out. pretty consistently at times.
So many times. And how so, but do you think the Mississippi State defense can hold their own? And now, granted, this is not a tall order whatsoever. How do you think that's going to rack up against Auburn's offense, which has just been very much abysmal, and from Auburn standards has been like historically low in almost every category there is?
Well, I don't know how the Auburn offensive line is. Oh, by the way, y'all welcome for us taking Will Friend off y'all's hands.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get into that. There's some people who want to hear about Will Friend.
Well, they can just Twitter search Will Friend. They're going to see about 20 tweets from me trying to get him fired. So, I mean, he could be the reason why Will Rogers got hurt. So, but again, it goes back to we have Matt Brock as our defensive coordinator now, who was the DC. Well, but before he became DC, he was a special teams coordinator for under Leach here at State, but it was one of the worst units in the country. And then he becomes DC, and we were ranked before the Arkansas game, right, like 114th in defensive scoring efficiency. Mm-hmm. But now we're like 82nd or something.
Ooh.
So I think Leach, if Arnett does what he did last week, he's not going to admit to saying he got involved and kind of throw. Also, ironically, Matt Brock got defensive coordinator of the week nationally. So I think we all know it's going to be a rock fight Saturday.
So yeah, I mean, like I said in the intro, I mean, this could be the 3-2 game antithesis all over again, and you kind of teased on it here. So how did what once was an incredibly feared offense of the air raid fall to what it is now? And I mean, I think Auburn's still scratching their head where their offense somehow went bad to worse. But what happened with that? I mean, was it all just, did it have to do with Leach? Arnett abandoned it? I mean, Will Rogers, I've always said Will Rogers is a very great quarterback, fit great in with that system. Would just kill you by 1,000 paper cuts. Mississippi State beat Auburn 2 years in a row just by doing that. And here they are. How does that happen?
Well, a lot of this kind of irritates me about our offensive coordinator, Kevin Barbet, who came from Appalachian State. He said he wanted to use like air raid concepts, but even though like Mike Leach's air raid was like death by 1,000 paper cuts, like you said, and he promised like taking shots downfield, and very rarely have we seen it. He's been playing too much of a conservative play calling, and the offensive line development, again, goes back to Will Friend, has been atrocious. Mm-hmm. I know everybody's surprised by that statement. Man, it's just no time. Like, run blocking has been bad. Pass blocking has been okay at times. But if it wasn't for, like, Jaquavius Marks and Will Rogers, and we got some weapons on the outside. It's just, you got to give him some time and let those routes develop.
Let me get this here for the folks who are listening. Who are some players on defense that Auburn fans should be watching out for, saying, hey, this is the guy that's going to make you pay? And then who are some players on offense to say, same thing, this guy will make you pay?
Okay. Our best unit is two linebackers. Jet Johnson and Nathaniel Watson, two linebackers who are just ball hawks. They're just wherever the ball is at, that's where they're at. And they're pretty good blitzers. Watson was the defensive player of the week or co-defensive player of the week this past week. But I'm going to tell you a guy to remember. It's Sean Preston. He's a safety. Okay. So you said
defensive guys and offensive guys.
Yeah.
So Sean Preston.
Yeah, Sean Preston, your defensive guy. And then on the offensive side, you would go, you can either go Tulu Griffin or you go Xavion Thomas, two receivers. Now, I have to say, I know I've been pretty impressed with Auburn defense this year. I didn't know how that was going to look.
It's been better. I think it's been better than most people thought. I mean, Auburn's secondary was a strength, and they got some guys back. You had Austin Keyes, linebacker, transferred from Ole Miss back. Keontae Scott, one of Harsin's guys, brought in from the JUCO ranks, has done very, very well. He's back, and now are they back at 100%? Are they just back at playing? Who exactly knows? Probably not 100%, but they both – you felt their presence both last week against Ole Miss. The linebacker spot, I think people thought Auburn was going to struggle with a little bit more, but you had guys like Eugene Asante step up. Richard Nixon came in as a transfer, fine, kind of as a gap holder, but it seems like Keyes is really going to take that when he gets going. And then the D-line, you've got young guys with Keldrick Falk playing the rush, and then McLeod, who's another transfer, for bringing the pressure there. Not a ton of pass rush from Auburn yet. Not a ton of sacks. That's been something, but to be expected. That wasn't going to be anything anybody thought was going to be great. And that was always the issue with Will Rogers, is he could get the ball out so fast, it matter how good the rushers were coming at him. He just had that quick release, and it just doesn't look like the game plan for how Arnett's doing it now really factors into that. Interestingly enough, looking statistically, because, you know, statistics and eye tests can be completely different things. You got to factor in opponents, things like that. But Auburn, on paper, Auburn and Mississippi State defenses have honestly looks like they performed very, very similar. I mean, in almost all the categories, they're pretty freaking close. Nationally, from a total defense ranking, Auburn is 67th and Mississippi State is 62nd. So, like I said, very, very close, and probably a lot of that has to do with both teams just got obliterated by LSU, so who knows how those would look. You take that game out for both of them. But I'm guessing, and I think it's safe to say, and it's funny how you mentioned a safety being a guy to look out for with as few times as Auburn has passed the ball, unless they're going to bring him in for a blitz, it's probably not going to see a whole lot of him unless the running backs get back in space, which is probably going to be the game plan. So, do you think this is going to be a low-scoring game, high-scoring game? What's your let me just get you this. What's your points total you think this game's going to be?
If it was 20, the total was 25 and a half, I'd still take the under.
So you're feeling you're looking at another 3-2 game. Have you looked at the betting odds from this from Las Vegas?
I have not yet.
Okay, so Las Vegas has it at, from most books, it looks like it's about a negative 7.5 for Auburn. So,
favoring Auburn by a touchdown.
What'd you think it was going to be, Lounge?
Well, they did favor Arkansas by like 6.5.
Way to prove the way to prove the doubters wrong. So they're looking at about a for most books, like I said, 7.5. The total for points. What did you say? Over under? You'd put the under if it was at 25.
Yeah, 25.5, something like that.
So you're going to laugh at what the total for points is. The total point, and I don't know, I'd be hard-pressed to think this might be a season low for Auburn, is 43.5 points.
Oh, gosh.
So what they're saying here is that they have a hard time thinking that both of these teams are going to get a combined 3 touchdowns each. Essentially – They're saying that both teams are going to get 21 points and somebody's going to get a field goal. Roughly what that score is looking like right there in football terms. Or if you kind of bet the odds of that and you split it, they're seeing a, we'll see, 40, we'll say 44 divided by 2. You look at that 22 and then minus, so they're probably saying a 17. Like 17 to 27, 24 range, kind of high teens, low 20s, somewhere in there. So that seems to be kind of where the odds would be at for this one. Saying that Auburn's going to be in the mid 20s, Mississippi State would be in the high teens. or vice versa. So now, if you want to bet on Auburn to win the SEC currently, I don't even know if it's possible, but there's a future odds of that of plus 100,000. I don't even know if that math could. I don't even know if that math is possible anymore. So maybe they're just daring somebody to take that, but odds are they're not very good. So Vegas is thinking it's going to be a low-scoring game. Vegas is thinking it's going to be a touchdown game. Auburn's at home. I believe kickoff for this game is at 2:30.
Thank goodness.
Listen, yeah, well,
I have a theory. Like nighttime in Auburn, I was really would have hoped for 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. But I know they're trying to hide this game at the same time as the 2:30 CBS, so nobody watches this and abomination. That's probably going to happen.
So, yeah, there was a stat that a guy on Josh Dub, if you follow him on Auburn Twitter, put out that Auburn is, I think, 10-2 all time in 2:30 games that are not on CBS. Does that scare you at all?
My own football team scares me. So nothing.
Nothing can hurt you. Well, that brings us up into a great transition here. Has Mississippi State football frustrated you this season, Lounge?
Frustration.
I'll take that deep breath as an answer. Like, no one breathes that heavily with a happy answer.
I'm like, memes. How much time do we have?
Have you ever been to a Rage Room before?
I was at one after the LSU game where we just blown out the doors from the get go. So yes.
Okay. Would you say when those sort of things happen to you that a Rage Room is a good place to be when you lose 41-14?
There or when you've lost to Alabama 15 straight years.
Okay. Well, hopefully Auburn fans don't have to experience that type of record with Alabama. But if you've heard the show, you know we're sponsored by Opelika Rage Room, the newest Rage Room in the Auburn Opelika area, located on 2nd Avenue just outside downtown Opelika. They also have a location in Birmingham at the Birmingham Rage Room. And you know what? Football season, at times, the games, the results, the stress, a Rage Room can be a really good place to go because, let's be real, these teams can give folks some reason to have a little bit of rage. I've seen people with rage. I've seen them throw remotes. I've seen them break TVs. I've seen them break pool sticks. We've all seen some people watch some football and some stuff around the house. It didn't go well for it. Take that energy to the Rage Room. Like I said, if you're in the Auburn area, Auburn Opelika area, or if you're in the Birmingham area, check them out on their website, opelikaragerum.com. Make a reservation, birminghamragerum.com. If you're in that area, make a reservation, book it. Any occasion, it's great for birthdays, great for date nights, great for doing something fun with friends. Or if you got a work party and your boss is looking for something to do, an incredible deal. They'll let you get a printer, a computer, all that stuff. Really, really fun occasion to do at any time. I want to thank them for sponsoring this show. And I want to get back to another fun topic here. A guy that you know very well, Lounge, John Cohen. He is at Auburn right now. He's the man that hired Hugh Freeze. He's making some changes. Have you all replaced John Cohen yet?
We have. Last year, named Zach Selman. He came from Oklahoma.
All right. How's he doing so far? Did he have big shoes to fill? Do we feel good about him?
Well, he's having to fix all of Cohen's mistakes. So, again, I want to thank the Auburn family for taking that burden off our hands. And now we're actually finally promoting NIL. Cohen never did that here.
Okay, so I take it you hold Cohen in very high regards then. Is that a Lounge Dog take, or is that a Bulldogs Nation take of thanks for taking Cohen off our hands?
Oh, trust me, it's not just me, but it's a lot of people.
So how does it feel? Because we know Mississippi State is like ADU. You guys kind of have a history of pumping out athletic directors to other SEC schools, with Florida, Alabama, now Auburn.
Well, everybody wants one. God, what else y'all want, memes? Y'all took one of our assistant baseball coaches.
Butch Thompson, wasn't he at Mississippi State?
Yeah, he was at Mississippi State. He was under Cohen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got Butch Thompson up there. And, I mean, he's running a program. And then that's another thing, you know, and obviously we're going to have you on come time baseball season, but – you know, I mean, that'd been not the backbone of the Bulldogs. And now with Mississippi State doing what they did and what Auburn has, I mean, the SEC landscape in baseball is starting to get even tougher now too. I mean, it's just like the SEC owns everybody and everything. This is what it is.
I mean, I always said baseball is harder in this league than the football is. And I mean, I can't remember last time somebody non-SEC won a baseball championship was 2016.
Oof. Well, as we kind of said for the antithesis here of the three-two game, the ultimate three-way triangle of winning to not lose the West. Mississippi State, their yards per game on offense is 12th in the SEC. But you know what the good news is, Lounge?
What is it?
It's higher than Auburn's, which is sitting at 14. So,
oh, we need to make a we need to do something. Loser of this game gets Will Friend.
Oh, I'll get you on Will Friend. Oh, sorry. I had mistaken that. I was looking at total offensive yards, where Mississippi State was 12th, Auburn was 14th. So, and that was 2,458, and that's 2,359. If you add both of those together, you get a little bit more than what LSU has right now for the year. So that's good news. But if you look at yards per game, Arkansas is 14th. Mississippi State is 11th, and Auburn is, once again, 13th. So this is, like I said, if y'all are listening and y'all are some betting folks, Lounge Dog says pick the under. Doesn't matter if you're – he says if your sports book has that under at 25 points, pick it. And honestly, I don't know if I entirely hate that. This could be a low-scoring game for sure. I think both teams are going to try to run the clock out, get out of there, and just – try to put this one behind us. So I'm taking it. Auburn fans. So Auburn fans liked Will Friend as an offensive coordinator, something you guys should consider. Had a lot of issues with Will Friend as a offensive line coach. So Lounge, I'm gonna give you just a second here. Rants about Will Friend. There will be some Auburn sympathizers who are kind of like, I get it. You have the floor.
I want to put a gator in his, if he's got a pool, I want to put a gator in his pool.
I don't advise anybody doing that. Actually, put an alligator in anybody's pool. A blow-up alligator, right, Lounge?
Sure, let's go with that.
Yes, but a blow-up alligator.
My buddy's been talking for a year and a half about putting in Chris Lemonis, our baseball coach's pool, for two terrible years. So
y'all just do it differently in Mississippi State. You know, in Auburn's like, let's just go roll his house. Y'all over here want to put live animals in people's swimming pools.
We're trying to send a message immediately. But when you were on somebody's house, it was like, you must have won something big. So, I mean,
put an alligator. I love it how that's not just like that's been discussed by multiple people. So, Will Friend, the offensive line's been frustrating for Mississippi State fans. How many times, you know, off the top of your head, how many times quarterbacks have been sacked this year?
I want to say, oh gosh, I want to say, if you told me it's like above 35, 40, I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, I've got the number right here. It's 15.
That's how bad that offensive line is put in my memory bank.
Just yeah, you're getting a little dramatic, but the number that is absolutely insane is that Will Rogers – I'd only passed for 1,200 yards this season. I mean, I think he was probably at 1,200 yards game four last year. So that is absolutely insane. Obviously, from what you're saying, sounds like Auburn is going to be seeing Mike Wright this weekend. They are only at 12. I mean, so you know, offensively, these teams aren't really too far apart either, which is just crazy to see from what that team had been. But Will Friend giving up the sacks. Now, Auburn has done very well with getting interceptions. They have only thrown a total of 5 this season. But like I said, they're leading the interceptions with 9. Auburn has really survived with the turnover. Looks like Ole Miss has done pretty well protecting the ball. But really all it takes, and what Auburn has done, and that's one of the few high points of this team.
You just call us Ole Miss memes.
No. Lounge, don't get up on me. I was saying Ole Miss also had a good stat of not turning the ball over.
I'm about to say memes. I said
Don't put a gator in my pool.
We're coming up to your house. We'll find you.
Don't put a gator in my pool. So that has been kind of how this Auburn team has been, I don't say winning games, haven't been winning a whole lot, but that's how they've been keeping these games close, is capitalizing on the turnovers, getting short fields, and actually scoring on those turnovers as well. So minus LSU, minus Alabama, two teams that would be tough, but for the most part, Mississippi State has kept it close or beaten teams. So let me just ask you this, Lines. I'm going to ask you two questions. We're going to roll this one out.
All right.
What's your score prediction of this game? And then what are the keys to the game that you think would take for Mississippi State to win?
Okay.
What's yours?
I'm going to say it's like 17-14.
Okay.
And
well, who's the winner?
Well, obviously us.
Okay, 17-14.
Because we actually have a kicker now, so it's going to come down to like a final kick or something.
Okay.
And it's the first – it's whoever protects the ball the best. Because I feel like whoever protects the ball has got a chance. It's the defenses are going to have to win this game.
Defensive slug out. So you're saying the team who turns the ball over, gives the other team a short field, they're going to be the winners of this one.
Yep.
And this one here, the CFB Graphics Advanced Stats Preview gives Auburn a 69% chance to win. Love those odds. We'll always say nice to that. 30% for Mississippi State. I'm not sure what the odds were from an advanced stat odds were for Arkansas, but Arkansas was favored in that game too, as you said earlier.
Yep, by six and a half they were.
Mm-hmm. Is there any position, group, player on Auburn's team that scares you a little bit that you're nervous about?
Well, definitely. I mean, if I had to say anything, it'd probably be maybe the linebackers. I don't know how the defensive line is really looking. I haven't paid attention too much.
They've been fine. I mean, it hasn't been world beating, hadn't been getting sacks, but I mean, they've done what they needed to do.
Yeah. It's just, so that's going to be about the game within the game. All right. Which defensive line dominates?
And you're just saying that because you're scared of how bad the offensive line for Mississippi State has been?
Yes.
So they got you. I mean, the fact that you thought that they had given up 30 more sacks than they did just shows how – like, that Will Friend has hurt you.
We're not even through a full season.
You thought Will Friend had given up 45 sacks to that entire
– it felt like it was like we were so many, like, third and 12s, third and 14s. It's like, that's how many – like, we were bad. Like, that offensive line was just horrendous.
Yeah, that's interesting here. I don't have the stats. I don't have those stats in front of me, but Auburn has been very, very bad in the SEC on third down. It sounds like Mississippi State has been as well. Now, how is the Mississippi State punter? Because Oscar Chapman for Auburn is a machine with pinning teams deep.
No, usually he's been pretty good. He had a bad day against Arkansas, but usually he can boot it. So Maybe he'll have a better day Saturday. Hopefully.
So field position. Now let me just say this here, and this is what we'll actually end it on here. If Mississippi State loses this game, it will be because of blank.
Kevin Barbet in the offense.
Okay.
Because he, like, the first play of the game for us, Mike Wright threw an interception.
Oh, no.
And then Kevin Barbet went into extreme conservative play calling.
Do you think Arnett's tenure at Mississippi State's going to last, or do you think it's going to be a short turnaround for him?
It's all dependent on the rest of the season. That one game, that Arkansas game is not enough. You got to have, like, some momentum, like, you got to get the next two games are winnable. You got Auburn, and then you got Kentucky at home. So.
But Kentucky's not bad, though. And then you got at A&M.
A&M. Miss. Ole Miss. That's why I said you got to get these two games. Kentucky, like Devin Leary hasn't been just all American or anything. So and plus Kentucky hasn't won in Starkville since 08.
Oh, interesting stat.
So
who is their permanent? Is Kentucky their permanent?
Yeah.
East opponent.
It is.
Man, once it's 08, well, that's a fun stat. You don't want to give that up.
You want to miss on that. Get Vandy every year.
Well, so. Hey, as a guy who hates Ole Miss, I'm gonna tell you something that Auburn had to suffer with this last weekend lounge, and you can definitely sympathize with our calls here. But that was the first time Auburn had lost to Ole Miss 2 years in a row since the early 50s.
Whew.
That stings, doesn't it?
Man, how could y'all memes?
Maybe Hugh Freeze just got a little too much rebel still in his heart, and he just didn't have it in him to.
He was playing for the love of his former school.
Right, and maybe Cohen's doing the same thing. Maybe Cohen's going to sabotage and maybe take all the coaching staff out drinking Friday night and get him tired for Saturday because he just can't stand to. Maybe Cohen will give you something to love him again for lounge. You know.
Nah, Cohen's a spiteful SOB. So.
You think he's gonna turn all the hot water off in the locker room and turn the heat up for him?
Oh, absolutely! He's gonna do something. What if like Auburn fans did to Georgia Tech way back in the day? Like how like about a train or something? Like the train overshot and made the train overshoot Auburn.
Oh like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Both, the... like miles back.
Yep, made him. Yeah, I mean. That's I'll be honest, and that's the kind of football I miss. I wish there was more of I mean, we can argue the NCAA and rules have taken the fun out of the sport because, yeah, doing things like that and slashing tires and, you know, turning the AC off in visitors' locker rooms and just putting sewage. You know, that's the kind of stuff that, you know, those are the kind of legends that made the sport great. And, you know, sadly that people want to actually, you know, play fair and do things like that. It just, you know, there's an argument to be made that it's not as fun as it once was. So,
see, I miss our former visitors' locker rooms in Starkville. Even Mike Leach made comments about them. I can't quote it verbatim, but he said they were horrendous when he was coaching at Kentucky. I was like, I miss those days where it's like you can't make anything enjoyable for the opposing team.
Yeah, I've seen some visitors' locker rooms in some other places before, and. You know, they got trough urinals and they've got stalls without doors, and it's just, I mean, it's basically they look at that and they said this hadn't been renovated since the early 70s. I think it's fine. We're going to leave it, and they just keep on rolling. So, well, lounge, you said it, you called it, 17-14, Mississippi State. I'm going to call the final score of probably 24-13 Auburn. This might
Auburn covering.
Yeah, I've actually got them covering, and they've hadn't done that a ton. So I guess they did against Ole Miss because it was seven. I think that was seven and a half.
Six and a half,
and they got it within seven. But so
life lesson there, folks, by the hook.
Yeah, yeah, that's absolutely right. But sports betting is not legal in the state of Alabama, so I'm not doing it. And it's kind of a scary place because Auburn's win totals for the season were 6.5. And I think a lot of people took that hook, as you said, and bit it. And we'll see how it's going to go. But you heard it here from Lounge. You heard the players to be looking out for. You heard the final score prediction. You heard that, according to Lounge, John Cohen is not cheering for Mississippi State. So we'll see how the game goes. Lounge, I want to thank you for joining. I want to thank everybody out there for listening to this point. Big game this weekend, 2:30. Check it out. Like, subscribe to the show from wherever you're listening, and thank you guys for tuning in. Lounge, thanks again for jumping on with us.
Appreciate it, memes, anytime.